This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. It was 20 years coming, but this weekend it finally began. The first residents of Muktugavik moved into their new homes. The village of Newtok has been eroding for decades, but now the river is knocking on people's doors. Several homes have already been torn down to avoid falling into the water. Alberita Charles lived in one of those demolished homes, and now that she's moved to Muktugavik, away from the community she knew, her feelings are complicated.
For you, don't have. It's not going to be same living here. But we'll get used to it. We'll get used to living here.
Throughout this month, over 130 people from Newtok, roughly a third of the village, will cross the Ninglik River to pioneer Muktugavik, their new home. Bethel City Council has chosen a mayor and vice mayor for Bethel. Perry Barr, who's in his second year of his council term, was elected mayor. And freshman council member Haley Hansen is vice mayor. Council members had considered other options for mayor. They split their vote between Barr and Mark Springer twice before selecting Barr. Haley Hansen's nomination for vice mayor was accepted unanimously. The council also decided which committees and commissions each member will serve on. Mayor Perry Barr will be on Community Action Grant Technical Review Board. Vice Mayor Haley Hansen, the Planning Commission. Mark Springer, the Public Safety and Transportation Commission, Fred Watson, the Port Commission, Cece Franco, the Finance Committee, and Elisa Gustafson-Leary will serve on the Public Works Committee. Five candidates have expressed interest in the final seat on Bethel City Council that opened when Carol Jung Jordan resigned last month. The candidates' names are Rick Garcia, Courtney Trammell, Joni Beckham, John Cochran, and Michelle DeWitt. Absent from the list are the two candidates who ran for city council this year but were not elected. Thor Williams and Fritz Charles will not be considered for the final council seat. At the next council meeting on October 22nd, the members will decide who to appoint to the one-year term. Each candidate will have 3 minutes for an opening statement, and council members can ask each candidate a question. That will be followed by a vote, and whoever is appointed will join the city council for the rest of the meeting. Tonight, Bethel residents can have a chat with their next city manager. The two final candidates, Aaron Easton and Michael Patterson, will be available to the public at 5 o'clock in City Hall for a meet and greet. Right afterwards, the City Council will interview the two candidates in a process open to the public. Those interviews are tonight at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Next week, the city will interview three candidates for the city attorney position. Bethel celebrated its third annual Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. The celebration included an evening of Yupik dance, Native Olympic Games, sharing of elder wisdom, and a potluck. To begin the event, community members marched down Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway, holding signs, wearing headdresses, and beating a drum. KYUK walked with them and has this audio postcard.
USA stands for United States of Alaska. An English name, Horace Jenkins. Proud to be a native, proud to be a Yupik.
We welcome everybody. My Yupik name is Kasgilugun. My English name is Sophie. We know that we were here first and we don't need to celebrate Columbus anymore.
My name is Dallery Peters. I'm from Bethel and I'm celebrating Native American culture. Indigenous people, and hopefully all over the world, people that are indigenous to each country. It would be great if they celebrated it globally.
It's important for us natives so we can all work together in harmony and help heal our people and our community.
What's your name?
Julia Canuck.
Ms. Tremai. Hi.
My name is Lorraine Tom. My big name is Jagatach. I'm from Jefornik, Alaska, but I live in Bethel since January. I'm celebrating our culture, our language, and just us as people because we are all one, almost like we are all family, and I love all the native food there is, all the Yupik food in Alaska, and I really am proud to be Miss Weo and Miss Jamai, and also I'm really proud to be native.
Koyana.
Thank you, Koyana.
The annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention begins tomorrow in Fairbanks. Since 1966, the conference has been one of the largest political and cultural events each year in Alaska. In addition to the contentious state political issues, Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports this year's agenda is filled with a number of pressing social topics as well.
The AFN convention brings around 5,000 participants and millions of dollars with it. Delegates representing every region and Alaska Native group in the state convene for 3 days of speeches, resolutions, panels, dancing and singing, as well as an enormous art show and market. This year's theme is titled Good Government, Alaskan Driven. Panel discussions on the theme are set to explicitly address aspects of Dunleavy administration proposals, including contentious budget cuts. Governor Mike Dunleavy will be speaking to the conference on Thursday morning. In another session, U.S. Attorney General William Barr, broadcast live from Washington, D.C., will address failings in the state's public safety system. A discussion on violence against Alaska Native women and children will follow. Later in the conference, panels on the main stage will also address infrastructure, education, and public health. This year's keynote speaker is Pete Kaiser of Bethel, who earlier this year became the first musher of Yupik descent to win the Iditarod. The conference is also set to give special recognition to the Grammy Award-winning Alaska-raised band Portugal the Man, commending their activism around Indigenous issues. AFN follows the Elders and Youth Conference, the theme of which this year is a Yupik phrase that loosely translates to "language is our superpower." Both Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan are scheduled to address the convention in person Saturday. That's the same day delegates will vote on resolutions to close out the event. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.